Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is the Spencer Show, and I'm Spencer Whitelaw. And tonight we're going to be talking about American Top Model predictions, who's going home in week 13. So last week, Niall and Devin was in the bottom two. So to make a long story short, Devin went home. So Devin was the person who everybody loved to hate, and he finally went home last week. It was bittersweet, but basically, I think that, you know, the judges were telling him, you know, with his facial expression and with the eyebrow coming up, that he should, you know, relax. And, you know, it almost was like a scary photo or whatever. So, and this week, it was the guys, it was Mikey and Niall. And then for the girls, it was Mima and Lacey. So when the show first came on, they were just basically just talking about the differences of races and how, you know, they come from the background. And Mommy said something about her parents, you know, they lived in Africa, and she really didn't see them. She seen them like, you know, like every other year or, you know, like a long period of time that she haven't seen them, and that she basically lived with her uncle in, I think it's Maryland. So, and then Niall talked about his mom and how, you know, she's also deaf, and how, you know, they stuck, you know, together, and you know, he was from an Italian family. And then Lacey, she was telling about her experience and that she was like, she was overweight and people was bullying her. And then, you know, the last year or two, you know, she lost a lot of weight and she got her confidence back, and then her mom stuck by her and, you know, understood everything. And so that was her story. And then it was Mikey. And Mikey, in previous episodes, he had stated how her their life was and how he wanted to take care of his family. And that, you know, him winning the competition would help him take care of his family and have, for my understanding, that he would have steady income. So then they had a challenge. So they, for a magazine cover, so each of them took a picture and they got like two different poses and stuff like that. And they all, let me see, they all took the pictures. Then after the pictures, it was like a magazine cover. And then they took the magazine cover outside and put it on the rack. And then people were like picking the different models that they liked. So at first, Mikey was getting a lot of likes. Then it was Lacey. Then it was Niall. Then it was Mima. So, you know, she was coming in last or whatever. So that went on and on and on and on. So basically everybody had, like, you know, points. So I'm trying to think. Okay, so after that happened, so Niall won the competition because he had the most votes. And then a lot of the ladies liked his blue eyes and stuff like that. And they really really liked his picture. And then, you know, Mommy didn't win. So she was saying that maybe it was because of the outfit that she had chosen. So, you know, they was, you know, going back and forth. And then, you know, Mikey was playing with her, you know, saying, if you need any help, I'll be in the tower suite so you can come up there or whatever. I'm trying to think who came at the bottom. So, Mima, she was at the bottom. So she was kind of scared about the competition and everything. So she didn't know what, you know, what was going to happen or whatever. So she was pretty scared, so she had the lower score. And then it was I think it was like Niall, Mikey, Lacey, Mima. So that's how, you know, the rank went with the competition. I mean, the challenge, you know, with the photo, I mean, with the magazine cover. So that was very interesting. You know, that, you know, went in and out. And let me see what else happened. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go into a break, and I'll be right back.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
You better work.
Thing to say, you better work.
Alrighty, I'm back. So now is the second competition, and actually the contestants had a surprise. Their mothers came out for this episode. So, you know, like it was me, my mom, and Mikey's mom, and Lacey's mom, and Niall. So they was all getting ready, so they start crying and everything, and they, you know, was crying because they was, you know, really surprised to see their moms and stuff like that. So I thought that was like a very interesting moment. You know, it was pretty, you know, emotional or whatever, but it, you know, it brought, you know, something else to the show. So it definitely, you know, had you, you know, like, oh my God, what are they going to do now? So, oh, hold on, I have to go back. Kristen Tiedemann, I think that's her name, John Legend's wife was there, and she was giving them some tips on modeling and stuff like that. And somehow Mikey won a challenge, and he was able to have a private moment with her. So they, you know, took pictures and told him, you know, she told him to be strong, and he had to have model, and, you know, the model, the female model, you know, she gets all the attention, but he has to, like, bring his own. So now I'm about to go back to the competition. So the challenge was the contestants and their moms took pictures together. So, you know, to me, the one that stood out a lot was Niles and Mommy. And because at the second they took two pictures, so after they took the two pictures, you know, the contestants and their mom, Mommy and Niles pictures to me stood out a whole lot more. And in the second picture that Mommy and her mom took, her mom was got into it because Tyra was coaching her. And, you know, Tyra's good, you know, get you laughing and, you know, get you, you know, to strike a pose. So they did the pictures, they went to the competition, and the first one was up, but who had best picture was Mommy. And I thought she was going home tonight because on the website they were saying between Lacey and Mommy who was going home. And I was like, I don't know. So I really was rooting for Mommy, and then she came in first, you know, not to get eliminated. She had the best picture, and then Niall came up, and then the last two was Mikey and Lacey. So they came up, and, you know, Tyra did her little spiel, and she told them, you know, what the good and the bad that they had and everything. So they were up, so she talked to them, and, you know, they go to the break, and then they came back. And then they did the scores, and so Lacey and Mikey's scores came up tied. So since it was a tie, that the judges had to, you know, break the tie or whatever. So they, you know, did the hoopla, you know, and then they came back, and then Tyra said, you know, like, when are y'all going home and all like that. And then, so to make the long story short, that Lacey and Mikey stayed for another episode, so they didn't get sent home. So they was at the bottom two, but they still didn't get sent home. So it's going to be interesting next week. So that's all of my report of America Top Model. I hope you enjoyed it. What we're about to do right now is go into a little music. I got a new song that Chris Brown is singing on, and I'm going to play that, and I'm going to play some other music until we get out of here. All right. Be right back.
Remo to hear me.
DatPiff.com, world premiere.
You know I'll be right around the town and down the block.
I'll be riding through the city, girl.
You know I'll be right around the town and down the block.
I'll be riding through the city.
I'm in my hood all day.
I'm in my hood.
It's the gangsta way. You know my way.
You know my way.
Them boys don't play.
Oh, my niggas don't play.
You know I'll be riding around the town and down the block.
Rolling through my city.
You know I'll be riding around the town and down the block.
Just rolling through my city.
I'm in my hood all day.
In my hood.
It's the gangsta way.
Boy,
you know my way.
You know my way.
Them boys don't play.
Oh, my niggas don't play. Oh, my
nigga said Hollywood, a nigga done made it. If I don't make it, I'ma call her on FaceTime. She gon' go crazy. I just want her ass up, face down, yelling out, baby. Reppin' from my city, know they miss me. Been a while, money ain't changed me. Whip it, then we flip it, hit up Nosh. Fuck what it costs. European whips, we be floss. Limp when I'm walking, fuckin' with a boss.
You know I'll be riding around the town, up down the block. I'm in my hood all day. It's against the way. You know my way. Them boys don't play.
Oh, my niggas don't play.
You know I'll be riding around the town, up down the block. Gotta love ain't changing. I'ma put on for my city. That's that Virginia in me. Big world for a little country boy, yeah. Where everybody knows my name. Baby, I'm coming home cause a nigga ain't changed.
You know I'll be riding around the town, up down the block.
From Japan all the way to Brazil. Never thought I'd find a woman to make this Rolling Stone stop and just chill.
Out of all of my relationships, girl, I must admit
that you were the first to give me
all of you, babe.
How I got everything that a man could ever dream. You got what I need.
Segment of our music. That's the end of the show, and I'd like to say if you'd like to follow me, you can follow me on Facebook at The Spencer Show. You can also send me an email at The Spencer Show at 372@gmail.com. If you ever in the area of Detroit, Michigan, please try out Park's Old Style Barbecue. It's at 7444 Bobian. And their phone number is 313-873-7444. And their lunch hour is from 11 to 4 p.m. And I tried the combo with two ribs, two wings, and one side. And it was delicious. So thanks. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And come back.